chazan, kind of chazan of a whisper. Welcome back, everybody. I apologize for the last few weeks of not giving shiur, especially in light of, I won't tell Kenny what's coming up, but I apologize, Mr. Hashem, full steam ahead. Baruch Hashem, I'm very happy to see the crowd. I know it's a vacation week, so let's continue the numbers through the few shiurim that are left with this magad shiur. Mr. Shem, you'll be even more enthralled with the elections taking place for the new magad shiur. Tonight's shiur is sponsored by the Kay and Hartstein family, my sister, myself, I assume my brother-in-law as well, and my wife. L'zeichon Nishmas, traditionally over the last year, is Baruch Hashem. I've had the schutz of not only sponsoring the shiur, but they've allowed me to give it as well. And that is the weeks between both my grandmother's yahrzeit are exactly 1 week apart. This Wednesday night is my grandmother's yahrzeit, and Feige Brachos Rav Konamas Kalman, and last Wednesday night was the yahrzeit of my other grandmother, Chana Lifshitz Bas Beryl Dov. I note with happiness, and I know that both of my grandmothers would certainly be happy, although happiness always comes with sadness, but both of them had a tremendous connection to Eretz Yisrael, and through the packing process that I've been doing, and I apologize for some of the Maror Makomos I wasn't able to put on because I could not find box 27, but I was packing, so I packed some of my grandfather, both of my grandfather's Svarim. One I just, my Chumash, my grandfather had with his name on it, and he had some of these in Eretz Yisrael. He was very famous for a lot of articles that he wrote for the Medina. So when I was packing this, they said that how my grandfather's would be such a zchus that now their Svarim are going to be learned in Eretz HaKodesh. So that's a zchus. And both of my grandmothers certainly had that foundation of Ahavas Yisrael, and certainly who I am today, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the tonight's shiur, which was supposed to be given last week, was something that happened in our shul, the 710 minyan, probably now goes back about 3 weeks ago. So somebody came to the gabbai, and he said, I have to daven for the omer, I'm a chiyuv. So we kind of chuckled. I mean, he was not a member of our shul. So I happened to notice that through his davening, he did a number of things which, quote-unquote, were not minhag Beth Abraham. So I don't know really if one can say that we have a minhag of the shul. The only time I've ever seen that is actually, surprisingly, during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, there is a little sign that says that minhag Beth Abraham is to say, what is it? To say Hamavarech Hasamois Ava Shalom, and I think to say, right, instead of Oseh Shalom, and to say Le'ela Le'ela, not Le'ela Ulela, I think something like that. So the question is, do we have minhagim there? So I'm not going to answer that question whether or not, but he did a number of things which I thought were interesting to research tonight. So I give him this because I have no idea who he is, so hopefully he's not going to get upset and listen to the tape. And that is, the first thing he did was, he said, Hashem Svasai Sivtach, out loud. So I said, oh, well, this is good. You know, we're in for a good Chazor Sashat. Then, when he got up to Modim, well, I went back, I said, okay, he got up to Modim, so he said, Modim anachnu lach, Baruch Elodos. He didn't say Modim out loud, so that's something we'll discuss. And when it came to Gal Yisrael, so of course, so we've seen this many times, so he said, Baruch Ato Hashem, and then he started Shemone Esrei. So the question is, what exactly should a person do? So these are things I want to research in our in the next few weeks, so people could, you know, we were supposed to do something called, which we could start next week if you want. It's called pick and pay, right? Meaning anybody who wants to sponsor a shiur, you also get to pick the topic.
Ooh.
However, you can't tell me about it on Tuesday morning or Monday night. So if you could give me a little time to research it, so that I pretend that I could spend the week pretending to research it, that's fine. But to anybody who wants to do that, or you could just throw out topics you might be interested in. So this was one I wanted to research because it's a common, I don't want to say problem, but machlokes, and see really which side of the coin we should be on. So the first one we're going to discuss, I think, is the easiest of the three, and that is Modim. So we know that we're told that we, of course, say Modim Derab, what we call Modim Derabbanan, when the Chazan repeats. So what's the reason for that? So there's a beautiful Ramban, I think it's in Parshas Bo, which speaks about giving Shevach V'Hodah to the Rebbe Rosh Olam. And he said that this of the Raya, that we have to give Shevach V'Hodah for every event, is what happens every single morning when we say Modim. So when we say Modim, so here the Chazan, we don't have throughout the entire davening where we're allowed to say anything. All of a sudden Modim comes, we say our own Modim. Because he says when it comes to Shevach V'Hodah, nobody's allowed to be Motzi you in Shevach V'Hodah. And that's what we see over here as well. So he says that when it comes to, look at Aleph, so this is just the basic halacha in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Chav Zayin, Kishigia Shliach Tzibur Lemodim, Shulchan Imam Tzibur. So the Tzibur should bow with him, Velo Yishach V'Yosem Yidai, right? So there shouldn't be the regular bow. There's a machlekes in the Gemara and Brachos about exactly the type of bowing that should be done by Modim. If it's the bow that we're familiar with which is a bow like this by Modim, others hold, I think Rav Shachter even said this, that it should be the regular bowing that you should do, like we do Baruch HaTah, so that should be. So that's what he discusses. We omer Modim Anachnu Lach. We say Modim Alach, and then of course continue, Shatahu, V'chula V'chula. V'chosim Baruch Kelo Odos. Below Hazkarat Hashem. V'yesh Mishol Mishasar Chashtofas Gam B'Sof B'Tov Lachosh B'Dvarif. Right. So there are those that have the minhag. This was, for example, I know Rosh Shlomo Zalman's minhag was, and others that when it came to Modim, so we bow for Modim Anachnu Lach, and then we stand erect. Although some stay the entire time in a bent position, but then when it comes to Baruch Kelo Odos, again they do that. Why? So the truth is that there used to be a custom, we don't follow this, that you used to say, anytime you have a baruch without a Hashem, so it probably means that it one time had a bracha, or could have had a bracha. There's a few examples of that. So there are those that used to say, Baruch Atah Hashem Kelo Odos. We don't do that because of suffix bracha. We're not sure whether or not that's the correct nusach. So we say Baruch Kelo Odos. Rosh Shlomo Zalman's minhag was is that because that used to be a bracha, it's not appropriate to bow at that time, and also the Lashon of the Gemara does not include those last few words. So he just goes, Ashanatam Modim Lach, and then goes up and says, Baruch Kelo Odos. And the Ramah says, the Yeshomrim, Jomer HaKol B'Shachlos Achas, Achein Minhag. So he thought it was good to bow for the entire Modim. Again, to give the Hodah, so in the proper state, right, that we're machuya to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Mishnah Berurah comments here in source number 2, in Siv Gimel, in Siv Katan Gimel, V'ein hashas tzarech lahamtim, ad shisimat tzibur moidin d'rabbanam, elam is palu kedarko. So this is a common occurrence where there are three shitas that people follow. One is they say the entire moidim out loud, they don't wait. One is they say moidim anach lach, they wait a few seconds, if not more, and then they continue shatu husham lokeinu lokeinu lokeinu. The Mishnah Berurah paskins, the appropriate thing to do, not to wait, ad shisimat tzibur, you don't wait, and you continue, kedarko, and allow the tzibur to do that. The Mishnah Berurah comments in another simon, in source number 3, kaf chav dalet, mirosh v'atzoyf, ayin b'sivei birkei yosef, b'chidon birkei yosef shelo yomar ad modim d'rabanan, elo yikavim l'shma m'yashat hamodim, shu omer, He doesn't understand, because if you look at the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in source number 1, he doesn't say anything about saying a modin derabanan. He's talking about bowing, like as a sense of agreement to what the Chazan is saying. He doesn't say anything about saying it. All of a sudden, we invented this new modin derabanan. So, what? He does say it. Oh, you're right. Right, so that's what I don't understand. So the Birkei Yosef, so I don't understand what he's saying. Shelo yomer az moedim derabanan, elo yikavim l'shmoy miyashas. He says, who came up with this? This is in the first Gemara in Brachas. So I'm not really sure what he's getting. I understand what he's getting. He's getting at the following thing that bothers him. That we know, and certainly if you take the position of the Rav, so the what we call the tefillah, the shas is repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei, chazar es hashas, so we call that tefillah hatzibor. We have to be mekavim. This is our tefillah. Even though we're going to say that this is the incorrect position, is to say, well, it's only for those that are not bakiyim. I'm bakiyim, so I can talk during chazar es hashas. I can do whatever I want. I can look at my BlackBerry. It's fine. That's incorrect. Why is that incorrect? Because of Sfil HaTzibur. This is the representation of everybody in the Tzibur. This is it. And therefore, of course, the Rav's HaKvada, you should have your feet together, and certainly you should have to answer Amen to every bracha. You have to have Kavana. Some people follow along, and that's why the Rav says you shouldn't say Baruch Baruch Shmo, because then you can't be Yotze. Anytime you say Baruch Baruch Shmo, you're not Yotze. Like we buy shofar blowing, you get the big announcement, don't say Baruch Baruch Shmo. So over here, this is the Birkei Yosef is saying. The Birkei Yosef is saying, wait a minute. If I'm going to say along with the Shliach Tzibur Modim, how am I going to be Yosef? Furthermore, I might add, if everybody's saying it with the Shliach Tzibur, so then what's that Modim for? Who's going to hear it? You're not even going to have 10 people. You're going to show 500 people. What's going to happen? Right? So it's just a lo yadati mi eizem makom yotzel ha-minagazer da'af shenoigem ha-tzibur lorma az moidim d'rabanan mikol makom tfiloso nisakein lahotzi mi she'enu baki v'tzarech lo'omar akoponim k'tzach b'kol she'ochel lishmo asara b'nei adam ha'omdim saviv. The Mishnah Berurah says, based on the spirit of Yosef, yeah. Then he says, the punchline is, I know why they invented it. They invented this, right? Ilu she'enu bakiyim, which is interesting. That this is what they would say, because maybe, as we said before, this is interesting, according to the Ramban, and this is in Sefer Halacha as well, that you're not really Yosef, the Tfilah HaTzibur, without saying Modim, because Modim is the only way we could be Yosef, the Shliach Tzibur's Modim, meaning him saying it is not good enough for us. If you want Tfilah HaTzibur, that's what you need. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, though, we should say it, but he should say it out loud, right? And in fact, it's quoted that the Mishnah Berurah, I don't see this here, the Mishnah Berurah held that it's minog achzorius for those that say it silently, because the Tzibur has to go ahead and hear it. So that's for sure. According to the Halakha, there's no one who says you're allowed to say it silently, at least that I'm aware of. That's not appropriate. The question is, do you wait or not? So I remember, I don't know why I remember this, but my year in Israel, I was davening by Rav Kook Shul in Rehovos, and I was eating by, I believe the last name was Green, I believe since then he's no longer alive, and so they asked me to daven mincha for the Amud. I don't know why, so I don't know why I agreed, but okay, I davened mincha for the Amud, and after I finished, I said modim, so I did the way that I remember that was supposed to be Rav Neventhal's minhag, I think based on Rav Shlomo Salman as well, I said the modim out loud. And I didn't stop, and I went on a little thing. Afterwards, he came up to me, and he was very upset. He says, what are you doing? You didn't wait. You have to wait. You have to say, Modim on Achal Lach, and you wait for the Tzibur. It's not appropriate. So that the Tzibur could be like this Birkei Yosef. This is the best thing to do. So, obviously, he was certainly an older gentleman. Of course, I didn't turn around to him and say, you're wrong. I said appropriately, I said, I'm sorry, this is the way they learned it. Clearly, I probably learned something wrong. So we sat down, there was a little base medrash there, and we took out Tefillah Kehilchosa, and so it turned out that my position was more quoted than his position. Haha. No, I'm kidding. But there are two minhagim over here. There are some who say, according to this, they're choshed that you're right. On one hand, we have to say our own modim, so let's wait for the chazan. How am I going to be able to hear the chazan? And others say, no, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, you can just go ahead and continue.
Why is the modim different?
Oh, so that's interesting.
You can't say you're a Muslim, you should say you're a Muslim.
Right.
Because we already said it in Sajma.
No, so the Gemara says it could be, that's a raya for us. That's a raya for us. That it's a shorter modim because we're supposed to, hypothetically, we're supposed to finish before the Chazan finishes his. Not that he should wait, but that was part of it as well.
Same problem. You don't have to wait long enough for you to finish whatever modem they
right, but you're able to... Okay, correct. One of the things that's interesting...
Well,
the Gemara, it's a first Gemara that says, in Brachas, that say that this is the modem that we say in order to answer that. I'm not sure technically why exactly, it obviously is quite different than the other one.
No, but I'm saying the minute that came about that started,
yeah.
It would say it lower. It's not supposed to say it silent.
No.
But he'd say it a little lower,
no. No, this says you should Zafka say it out loud. As loud as possible, so at least 9 people are going to hear it.
But if they're saying modem...
Correct. That's part of the problem. So it could be that that's where that second minhag comes, where he's supposed to... Right. So I think nowadays most shuls tell the chazan you should continue because, you know, you don't want it to wait. Chas v'shalom. What? No, I don't think so, no.
So then maybe everybody should be saying it silently, so that they can hear the other
mode.
The
assumption is if you say it silently, you don't have to say it.
Right, yeah, even time, yeah. So look at under 8, I was able to shtup this in, under 8. So under eight is the halicha Shlomo Shlomo Zaman Arba. So he quotes the Mishnah Berurah what the halacha is, and he says the same Sarchomar Amodim Akopanim Ksas Bekol. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You should say it a little bit louder. Shiyachol Lishmo Asara Bnei Adam Ha'oim Dim Soviv. That at least the 10 people around him can say it. V'harei L'chora Ma Toelas Yesh Bazeh Sheyushamu. Why do they have to hear? Hello, B'Amosha Omrim Be'etim Oidim Derabanan. So the right thing he says, and he quotes as a Gemara in Sota, that the whole thing over there. Shuma Sadeshin over there about this Modin Rabban. Okay, Shabashasha Oina Atmoi Be'atmo Enu Yachol Lishmo Kol Chavero. Right, Abdul as you just said. Right, that's another sugya and sota about that. Ella, the kevush inyan echad heim, because you're talking about the same thing. I mean, the shafir yachol lishmor gamim was very interesting. Also, right, he was hearing it because it's the same thing. Minavad, yeshalom bechazar sashach ain sarach lishmor kol teva v'teva. Right, so in this specific case, he doesn't have to hear everything because it's the same inyan. Now, Larry's correct. If it would have been the exact same modim, then you would have no shaila. But they bring a raya, the Shulchan Aruch brings a raya based on the Gemara and Sota. I guess that when it comes to certain types of amira, so then we're not worried as long as it's the same inyan. Inyan, so we're considered like as if you heard it. Because normally, as we said, normally when you're saying something, you can't hear the other thing, right? This is the problem, I hate to say this, but during Chasar Zashat, absolutely positively doing anything else. You could pretend you're the biggest chassid in the world, but it's very difficult. Certainly, obviously, we've spoken about this 9,000 times, but just so we have it on tape again, to obviously check your emails during Chasar Zashat is clearly a very terrible defilement of the Kedusha of the Beis Knesset. But let's say you're preparing a shir, and this wouldn't happen to me, because I would never prepare a shir during Shachar, it's too early. But so let's say you're preparing a shir during, right, and you need to chap around, you need to finish learning so that you can at least prepare something a little bit normal. And so you say, yeah, don't worry about it. I'll listen in. I'll make sure when the bracha comes, I'm going to stop. So that's, first of all, that's incorrect because the bracha doesn't help you. You have to hear the whole thing. So even learning silently, you're not going to mouth, that's not good enough. That's the first inyan that's important to understand when it comes to modim. So there's two shitas, there's three shitas, one's incorrect, and that is to totally say it silently, that's not correct. So here, the first one, this gentleman saying moedim silently, nothing doing. That's not appropriate, it's not correct. He's not allowed to do that. To say moedim anach l'lach and to stop is a quoted minhug, and to say moedim out loud, we seem to say that is the more common minhug. To just say the whole entire moedim, but he should make sure to try to say it a little bit louder than usual so that at least some people will be able to hear.
Then what happens in the case someone gets up there and is saying it silently? You're not yoting. Because there's a shot or what?
Right. No. So that's a general question. So I was actually once in the same shul. We're going to get to our next topic of Gal Yisrael. And there was someone new who was davening for the Amud who doesn't normally daven. This is going to be a common thing we're going to see. There are two shitas over here. And every time he would daven, he wouldn't say Gal Yisrael. So there are some people that, I don't know, apparently really bothered, and they went up to the Gabbai. I sit next to the Gabbai, so I was folding my tefillin, and they went up to him, and one guy came up, another guy came up, and he said, yeah, what's going on? Gal Yisrael, whatever. So he said, okay, talk to him, and he told him. The guy said, he's a Beth Amor member. He says, I never even paid attention. I don't know that was the minhag, and that's a nice way of saying it. If the person just stopped getting up to daven, so it's difficult to you know, tell them. This is also by, we also say the same halacha the Mishnah Berurah says by the brach of Me'ein Shalosh of Magen Avos, Me'ein Sheva, right? So that the chazan should wait. We normally, this is a singing question. When it comes into singing, I have this in Kiddush a lot. It's a very bad habit, certainly bad chinuch habit to get in. I knew to get a chinuch in, right? Is that people sing in Kiddush, and everybody sings it together. So you haven't heard Kiddush then, because you're singing it together. But that could be a serious problem. Right? Yeah, there's a Sheva Brachas. So, yeah, you're correct. So Sheva Brachas also, you're right. Sheva Brachas is the same thing that you're supposed to repeat Asher Baruch Hashem V'Simcha, Chasam Akala. Okay, and so the same thing, right, when we say the Magen Avos, everybody sings Magen Avos, and so the Chazanet has to go back on it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So, what was your question?
No, actually, what happens in...
Right, so the question is, it's a difficult topic, because you want to, but I don't see it being a terrible thing. Sometimes I've seen Rav, the Rabbanim say it aloud, say it aloud.
You're talking about Magen Avos one time I was davening, and a while ago, I started singing with everybody, and afterwards the rabbi actually told, not here, but the rabbi told me
right.
start singing from the beginning.
Right.
Repeating
it. Right. So it could even be good, it could even be okay if he sang. That's the thing with the Asher Baruch Sasam Simcha. So even if he sang it, he still has to go back. He still should go back from the beginning, just to, because the whole point is that even though there are shittas that say that Sheva Brachas is the entire tzibur is giving the brachas to the kallel and you have a representative, but if you're saying that it's the chassan can't hear, so that's a problem.
Rav Schechter says the name of the love.
Yeah.
To wait until the tzibur does mother love and then.
To wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so what you said, that the Rav wanted everybody to hear the modem because
right. So that makes sense. Yeah. So that makes sense that, it makes sense. Okay, so the second thing I think is much more controversial, and that's the Gal Yisrael. The Gal Yisrael is in source number 4 in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Samach Vav. Einu Oymer Amen Acher Gal Yisrael. Mishum Dehavi Hefsek. It's a Hefsek, you can't say Amen after Gal Yisrael. Then he says, Hagah. So he says, "V'yesh omrim de'onim amen." You can't answer amen. V'chein noigim la'anos acher b'ashas. Doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch whether he really says to say Baruch Atah Hashem, but he does say that you shouldn't say amen. And the mission and the Haggadah, sorry, the Ramah says, why not? V'chein la'anos acher b'ashas. Say amen. Aval in his palo levad ein onim amen. He doesn't say amen, right? Right. This is a. To us, simple, but to Svarim answer Amen a lot of times. Whenever they're finishing Inyan, they say Amen. So this is not surprising of your Svarim. Source number 5, the Magen Avraham, says, Eino Amr Amen, Ki, what Kosov, Be?
You're talking to someone about the Kosov from Nesbe, and you should say Amen.
Yeah, correct. If a guy, Stam, walks in, I don't know, if somebody was that late to Shul, I can't imagine that young
guy.
But, yeah. No. That someone would come for Gal Yisrael to Shul. So he says, Magen Avraham says, Kazar, I think Bishul de Giborim. What? Right. The Ein Lahafsek Ben Gu'ula Tfila Afilu Minei. Right. So this is like a very Gemara that discusses the Inyan of Smichas Gu'ula Tfila, and where the Choshish, this is what the whole question is, whether the Amen is going to be a Cheshash that you're not Smichas Gu'ula Tfila, which, by the way, we'll discuss with that, we'll segue into Hashem Tzvasai Sivta. Zok to Magen Avraham once again in Yud Aleph, the Yesh Amen. Hamedaktigin Matim Mitzur Yisrael Kadeh La'anos Amen. So maybe you can, because if you're on Sur Yisrael and he's not, and, right, if you're on Gal Yisrael and you're ready, are about to step back, you're about to say, I'm Shukas of my sight, that was in Baruch HaTashem, Gal Yisrael, you say, Amen, that's the Hefsek. But if you're in Sur Yisrael, so maybe that's going to be okay. Kedela Anos Amen, right? So maybe that's okay. Or Bashir HaTashem, whatever. So, but then comes along the Mishnah Berurah with his Eitzes. And his Eitzes in source number 7.
What?
V'nir Ali. Yeah, V'nir Ali. D'im yirtze yachol l'kavim l'sayim im ha'shas. V'az einu mechuyiv l'anos amen. Right, I'm sorry. So this is where the Mishnah Berurah is going to get this from. The Magen Avraham says, and he bases on the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to see another time he does that when Hashem Shavuos Ha'itzivtach, the following thing, which is what the Mishnah Berurah says that we should do, and this is really what the halacha is. You should say it together with the chazan, right? When this, and maybe, could be, that that's the whole singing idea. That I was, last week when I wasn't here, so I was in Fairfax, Virginia. I want to thank Rabbi Deutsch for his hospitality there. Although he thinks my name is Mr. Hartson, so I don't think he'll be listening to my shir anytime soon. So he, so there, they have a lot of beautiful minhagim. So one of the minhagim, meaning what I mean by that, is that in davening, so people get very, I think it's so nice, it kind of wakes people up. Every so often, they sing a halukah, the last one, for example. They sing it out loud. So one of the things that they do is that they say, so, you so, right, like we say on Shabbosim, I don't know if there's a minhag lubavitch, but they all sing it out. So there's no shiloh, nobody's answering amen, because they're all saying it together. That's what the Magen Avraham suggests, and the Mishnah Berurah agrees with. The Mishnah Berurah in source number 7 says, the Sfilah Diafilo Al Brachas Atzmar and Amen Kemesh Yehu Siyum Shall Say the Brachas Shall Kriya Shema V'lo Cheshive Leila Hefsek Ben Gu'ula Tfilah V'im Kain Ka Amar Harama D'mitzad Acher Min Hargenu Hu Gam Kain Dari Yesh Omrim D'hazeh D'lo Cheshvinan Leila Hefsek Ben Gu'ula Tfilah V'im Kain Nogim Anas Acher V'amein Aval In Mispao Levado Ein Minaga. Right? So he explained the Ramah and saying, wait, the Shulchan Aruch says no. He said no. This is the Inyan. What do you mean? Smichas Gula Tfila. This is Gula Tfila. And Gula Tfila goes that. And the Amen is part of Gula Tfila. No problem. But then the Mishnah Berurah says no. The Mishnah Berurah says like this: It's an important halacha. Hashem Tzvasei Siftach officially starts tefillah. An important, very important halacha. Baruch does not start tefillah. Hashem Tzvasei Siftach starts tefillah. So therefore, anytime Hashem has said Shemot Esrei, you cannot do anything else. You've started already Shemot Esrei. But, so what does he say? How does he hold? So he says, if you look at the other line, part, Gam lechachil roi lehaskil tefillah tzvichas imasas. Ve'akal b'shoveh. You can't answer right, so this is a similar thing that we some people do, another machlokes by Kriya Shema, right? Is that we say it together so we don't have to say Amen. Right? So okay, so the same idea. Or you could start early. So I think Rabbi Neuberger once spoke between Melech HaMayach, so he thought that that was even better, he thought. That you start early. You just start Hashem Tzvasai Siftach, you're not allowed to say Amen. He says he thought that was the best, even though the Mishnah Berurah says both. Fine. So if you turn the side, we have a few different halachas to discuss. The Aruch HaShulchan discusses this. Because of Rabbeinu Beis Yosef Tzarech L'smach Gul L'Tfilah, Lo Yisuk Acher She'omer Ga'al Yisrael Rak in Ira Onus. Right? There are certain times where obviously you have no choice, you have to go ahead, you have to fill in on whatever it is. So then he brings a different sheet that's over here. Aminuk Sha'ah, right, says, what do you do with the towel, so on and so forth. So, Mikomakom in Ageno Enukain, Ve'ein Mevarchim al Tfilin Velo Amen Zagal Yisrael, that we don't answer Amen and we don't Zagal Yisrael. So he says, no. Right, so even to put tefillin on about saying a bracha could be a problem. The El Yerava thanks the Levush in the next source on the left side. He says v'chein nogim the yofeh kivein halavush. So he says, what does he say? So he says it's based on these tshuvos ra'am cholik b'zeh shegam b'tzibur ein la'anos. So he says over there in the Levush that you can't answer amen. He says no, because based on the shlad, I think the Arizal says v'chein matzati b'magen misharim. The Tziva HaMagala Beis Yosef Zizar Shalol La'anos, that you shouldn't answer Amen, and that's where the Beis Yosef got this, is that because this Magid Misharmanov, his Rebbe says that you shouldn't do this. And he said, Piskeya, Toysva says, Mashma Shizia, Afilu B'Shas Ein O La'anos, Upashat Achlar Ama Ein Onim, Kodim Hashem Svat, Taitisach Aval El Achakein Ein Lahasa Klaus, right? So different Shitos, Eli Rabba quoted again the Levush, but then says others disagree. Then we look again at Licha Shlomo in Chav Ches. How does Rav Shlomo Zalman hold? So he says, the Afal Pisha Rabbeinu, Rabbi Hadeyas Tadin Anias Amen, Acha Bircha Zez, we saw in the Ramah, Mikol Makom, Mi Acha Shekol, Ha'achronim Hitzrichu. L'metzoi Eitzu, so what should you do? L'kayim Kol Hashitos Lin Yazeh, Lo Hizker Eitzu Zu, L'sima B'lachash. Mashma.
He's responding to this chasm you had.
Right.
Like you said, it's wrong to...
Right.
To be clowned was less than
one. Good. Mashma. The ain't nochel ma'anos kain. Right. You shouldn't do that. Ach mikol makom im ha-tzibor makbizim shelo yisim ha-shas et ha-brocha ha-kal kamo shenogu beharbe bote kinesios yasek minhagam. That's what you should do. You should do this minhag. So, the problem, of course, is if the tzibur's market that you shouldn't, the shah shouldn't say it, then they're allowed to do that. So you can't say that any of these minhagim are wrong. It's interesting because if you look at the next halacha Shlomo in 62, which is just a footnote, he writes, v'chein harua rabbeinu lebechor mishpacha shegiyah l'shamesh k'shas, so he's going to go up to be shas, and he says, oh, I want to remind you three things. Gimel dorm la'amam v'kol ram. You can't whisper these things. Say them out loud. Gal Yisrael, right, Pesukei HaKadusha has to be said out loud, and Birchas Modim, right, as you said, Modim should be said out loud. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman holds that there are two shitas, and this is what we hold halacha. There are two shitas over here. There is one shita, I think they quote in the name of, oh, it says over here. Well, one second. So we see that there are two shitas. I don't think a person should go crazy on the person that says Baruch Atah Hashem. It is a notable shita. Many years ago, I listened to a shir from a notable Magad shir, who was discussing different, I don't want to say ponderables, but something along those lines. And one of them was, you can't understand why anybody would say, Gal Yisrael B'lachash, it's a Minhag Tos. I'm not sure it's a Minhag Tos. I think there are plenty of Shitas here who says that it's not a Minhag Tos to do that. Because they're afraid that people are going to answer Amen, and they don't want to be responsible for saying Amen. So he quotes it in the name of Rav Henkin. So first he quotes in the name of L'Chassan Sofer. So L'Chassan Sofer says as follows, that Nogu L'Sayim Su Yisrael, right, together. Again, there are different shitas over here, how exactly a person is following. Again, the bottom line is, as opposed to modim, there is, well, in modim, as we said, there are two shitas. You can say modim anach lach, and then wait, but not say it all silently. Here, the same thing. Gal Yisrael, you could say together with, he could say Gal Yisrael out loud. What we, as the tzibur, should do, most probably, according to the Mishnah Berurah, either say it together with him, or start your Shemona Esrei a little bit earlier, so you don't have a chashash of Amen, or... He said that there is a sheet, even though Rosh Hashanah didn't like it, there is a sheet that says you're allowed to say Baruch Atah Hashem. I will not...
The minhag of the shul will...
So I was told from this gabbai that the minhag of the shul is to say Gaol Yisrael out loud.
Well,
yeah.
I'm saying, whatever shul you're in, whatever the minhag
is... Right, so you should notice that. Right.
The minhag of the shul is not to say, it's not a good
minhag. No, that's a minhag not to say it. Say it silently, you'll find that in the... You know, but in the B'nai Shurin rule book, so what do they say? You have to say Gal Yisrael out loud, I think.
When you talk about in Berachas Hamazon, the first bracha, that you say it out loud, is that from the same idea?
No, so that's the Mishnah Berurah. That the Mishnah Berurah really says you should say the entire benching out loud, because it's a very interesting mystical thing that we're Yotze with the Sibur, we're Yotze with the person that says Birchas Hamazon, and he should say the entire thing out loud, even though you're going to say it, so it's similar, so we still should say it out loud. So people have taken that's the first bracha for sure should be said out loud, the whole thing. That's the other thing about people being able to eat afterwards. So until Hazan HaSakol you can't eat, so I think that's why it's become more popular. But really you should say the whole thing, and that's the Shaila, I forgot who the Akron was a Chassam Sofer, about whether or not the person nowadays, even though he's not yotzei to other people, he could be fulfilling a Doraisa obligation when you are machabit somebody to lead the benching. That's their a Doraisa obligation. And therefore, I don't know who it is, says, questions whether or not a newly bar mitzvah boy is allowed to bench until he has shtei saris. Because we said that even though the chazaka is there, the Magen Avraham says the chazaka, by Doraisas we're nervous, right? We said the chashash about Parsha Zachor and about reading the Megillah. So this week I was at a bar mitzvah, and so this was the minhag of the family. I've seen this as a very nice minhag, actually, in that mamish from start to finish, the bar mitzvah boy does everything, all the brides to get real chinuch, right? So he davened, and then he made kiddush, and he made a motzi, and the next day, right? And then he benched. So by benching, so that's what I was thinking about. So according to this Akhon, it's a serious problem. Because, right, it's weird, because you're being yotzei, so you're saying your own birchas hamazon, I don't care. So he didn't figure out, says that, no, you're not yotzei, because your birchas hamazon wasn't done the appropriate way. It's a strange thing. But that's the reason. So the last thing we'll do a little bit quickly is, I think already some of the halachas we know already, but I actually, Dafka did not want to do what everybody knows. Everybody knows Hashem Sosai Siftach comes from the Rav, right? It was, the Rav, we have to say Hashem Sosai Siftach out loud. If you daven B'nai Shurin, you don't say Hashem Sosai Siftach out loud, what happens? Don't daven for the Yom, that's what they say. So the truth is that it's a machloikis. The Shulchan Aruch paskins as follows. Hachazen Shematchilim Yudches B'chol Ram Choyzer V'Omer Hashem Sosai Siftach. Right? Right? So the Stoma, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you say it out loud. The Sfarim are knowing that. And that's why I think that we have to be careful, because usually whatever the Sfarim do is most probably more than the Sira. And that's how they start to run Esrei, right? If you see how they start to run Hashem, Sfasai, right? That's how they start. And then the Mishnah Berurah comments, and he says, no, the Pasuk Zeh, who Shaykh Litzfila, it's part of davening for sure, can nearly leave, but Toshi Armena Balachash, Avashar Poskim, Ein Tzorech Lomar, V'im Ratzalam Roshoi. Right. So he doesn't say it's usher to say it. He says better not to say it. Said it silently. Where does he get this from? He gets this based on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham passes this way. The question is, where does the Magen Avraham get it from? So the sources that are quoted, the Magen Avraham gets it from the Siach Yitzchak, which is a sefer on tefillah where the Magen Avraham got this from. It was written, obviously, way earlier than the Magen Avraham. So Rav Shechter points out that it's been pointed out, I don't know if the Rav was the one who pointed this out, that the Siach Yitzchak does not say that. The Siach Yitzchak does not say you should say Hashem Sfas Siftach silently. So therefore, the whole Mishnah Berurah could be incorrect. This is a very serious problem. What's the problem? The problem is that if you're all saying, well, I don't say Hashem Sfas Siftach out loud because the Mishnah Berurah says it, so, but the Mishnah Berurah, it could be a toss because the Siach Yitzchak doesn't really say that. Right, that's what happens when you don't have a lot of sperm. Right, if you're packing, you don't have a lot of sperm. So he got it from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham got the Siach Yitzchak, and apparently Siach Yitzchak doesn't say that. So this, it's a little bit questionable why we hold this way. Although, of course, in the Bir Halacha, he says that that's the way you should hold. And he discusses about, if you forgot it, how it's such an integral part of davening, Hashem Tzvasai Siftach. The Kav HaChaim here as well questions this Hashem Tzvasai Siftach, whether or not, again, of course, he's a Sephardi, so he says, Keshichil Yud Ches B'chol Ram, Choyzev Yoyim Hashem Tzvasai Siftach, Mashmeh Shagam Pasuk Hashem Tzvasai Siftach, Omer B'chol Ram, as the Shar Kavona says. Okay, but then he questions it. He's not so sure. But at the end, right, this is the way the Sfarim holds. So comes along the Chuvas v'Hanhagos. The Chuvas v'Hanhagos we know always supports the Menhagim of the Gra. And he writes, "B'Shulchan Aruch it says, 'Kishochal Hashas Filo Yomer, right Hashem Tzvosai Tzivtach, V'Rama Aval Eino Oimer Yehilu Ratzayin, V'Magen Avraham Via B'Shem Hashlah Lomer Yehilu Ratzayin." Right. So there's a shaila about Yehilu Ratzayin we won't have time to do tonight. It is a machlokes. There are more people who say Yehilu Ratzayin out loud than Hashem Tzvosai Tzivtach. Quotes at the end. So how should we hold? So he writes the near Pasha in the next paragraph. She says, "V'rei am sorach lo ma'yi l'rotzai. V'chei ma'shem s'vasai tzidah v'kol ram ke'at svardim. She'im omer belacha shlo nikot tzvila shas." Right? That's the bottom line. That's what the Rav was upset about. And this really comes from the Gra. That you have not davened appropriate. It's like saying, well, there's a machlokes about what nusach to say and v'yam al shinim, so we'll just say lamin and we'll say it silently. You haven't said it then if you want to be the shas. You haven't done tefila properly. So why would we say it silently? Is that we're not really sure? Is it really part of tefila? Maybe it's not the anshe kedeshes gadola way. So maybe we should say it silently. And they said no, but then it's makakel b'chol chazar tashatz. Shahai solocha the tefila, right, to say b'chol ram. And he said this is the way. Rabbeinu Agraz latzav a beer. So this is the way he held. Meforish, this is the way it should be done. Right, the in Cain, lo shayach lo mar belachash, she'az eino tefilas tivila hatzibor, haklal. Right, you have to say b'kol ram. That's the way that he holds specifically. So even though we think that this is like a YU minhag, so the truth is it's not a YU minhag. It's become popular of the Rav. This is one of those famous ideas that people think that the Rav invented all these different minhagim. This is a minhag of the Gra that's way, way old. We see here Chuvas HaNagos, who I guarantee you is not, you know, certainly never went to YU. And it doesn't follow the minhagim of the Rav. He follows the minhagim of the Gra. And this is a way old minhag before that. So I'm not really sure why it's so tied to that. If in some shuls, I think we've heard the story already. There's a yeshiva by my home, my parents' home. And so when I was down for the Amud, so I used to say Hashem Tzvasai Siftach. In the beginning, I used to say it out loud. And the Rosh Yeshiva never said a word to me. So every so often a bacher would come up or an older person would come and say, "What are you doing? It's against the Mishnah Berurah, Meforish Mishnah Berurah." So I didn't know then to use the ammunition. And actually, the story goes, I actually stopped saying it. Because I felt that. I said, maybe this isn't Allah. So Meforish Mishnah Berurah. I don't follow the Minhagim of the Gra. I don't. And I don't think anybody in this room that really does. And right, because we pointed out that there are Minhagim of the Gra that we just... it will be impossible to follow. And some are the steers minay or bay. Oh, everybody says the Hashem Shul Sais and all the shuls out loud, but we say Veshomer b'nei Yisrael Baruch Hashem Leolam, which the Gra was against. Very interesting, some interesting halachas over there. But over here, so then when I heard Rav Shachter say this about, and I see the Svardim do it, they said it is true that this is all based on the Siach Yitzchak, and the Siach Yitzchak is not there, and the Magen Avraham had a toss, he didn't see the whatever it was. So I'm not so worried then. You could say Hashem Tzvasai Siftach. So I will say that out loud, and I think that that's, again, I think that's, in our shul at least, is a fielder's choice, because I don't think there is a minog to say it out loud or not. In this, the reason why I laugh is that he was so mocked to say Hashem Tzvasai Siftach out loud. That's for sure. Yogi Eli Albert to say that. But then these other things, he did whatever he wanted to do, which whatever it was in the minog of the shul, certainly the modem wasn't correct. But again, let's just review, bottom line, halachas for the night. Number one, when it comes to modem, we have to be extremely careful. We cannot whisper it. It cannot be whispered. The general klal is that nothing really could be whispered by the chazan, but this for sure cannot be. There are two minhagim, modem and achmalach and wait, or modem and say it out loud, which we saw seem to be a little bit more prevalent. Number two, when it comes to Gal Yisrael, there are different shitas. There are shitas that say Yolat Ha'atei Baruch Atah Hashem. We pointed out they're not as popular, clearly. The Mishnah Berurah's Eitzah was either to say it along with the chazan sur from Sur Yisrael, or start your Shemon Esrei early so you don't have the chashash of answering Amen. And then lastly, when it came to Hashem Tzvasai Siftach, what should a person do? So we said that Hashem Tzvah Zaytzach is in fact a machloikas. The Shulchan Aruch was very strong that it should be said out loud as part of davening. The Shulchan Aruch Hanagah says, I don't understand why the Mishnah Berurah said this, which he said is based on the Magen Avraham. It of course should be said out loud, just like the Hirata should be out loud. If it's not said out loud, then it's a chisor in the Chazar Sashas. You haven't said it appropriately, which is certainly the same thing for Modim as well. It's part of the Shas that has to be said out loud. So this is some...
What was the reason not to say it out loud?
What? Hashem Tzvah Zaytzach? So the chashash of the Mishnah Berurah is that it's we're not really sure how, even though it's an integral part of davening, it's not really Chazor Shash really does start with Baruch. Even though we say it's nice to say Hashem to prepare ourselves for the davening, really davening starts with Baruch.
Well, what are you not achieving? He's saying it anyhow.
Correct.
What are you not achieving?
So it could be. I've seen another swarm that it's a plea of the chazan, meaning it puts him in the right state. Meaning it's like a lahavdil, but like musaf, right? Hinnini mas, right? Right. It's like a hinnini. So Hashem's right. So that's the joke that people say. People say, oh my God, this guy's making hinnini muchans from here to tomorrow. And we say, what does he make? He makes the hinnini muchan to do hadlokas neiros Hanukkah, to do whatever mitzvahs. And we say, well, that's what the bracha is for. The bracha is the hinnini muchan. It's to prepare ourselves in order to do the mitzvah. So here, over here, you can do all the hinnini muchans that should have a proper kavanah is when I say Shemon Esrei. The proper kavanah is Hashem Svatai Sivtach. I must say, just as a caveat, that the Kishay Hashem Ekra is not as pashut. Kishay Hashem Ekra, many question. That there is not a stira by Mincha, of course, to say Kishay Hashem Ekra by Musaf. Kishay should not say Kishay Hashem Ekra, let's say Hashem Siftach. Because Hashem Siftach is for sure somewhat part of the davening, whether or not it's a preparatory thing that the Chazan should say silently. But Kishay Hashem Ekra, people question if that's really an integral part of the Chazar Sashas. We are, of course, knowing to say it, but for example, if a person's Tzfirat, so that we're not as worried about that as we are by Hashem Svazi Siftah. And therefore, it's not a stira. Some people think that, if you say Hashem Svazi Siftah, you have to say Kishem Hashem Ekra Allah. That's not necessarily true.
And you haven't said, someone who said that you should not say it, well, if you do say it, then you violate.
I don't think anything. I don't think
so. They would make you repeat.
No. I don't think so. It's against the Mishnah. People don't like when you're against the Mishnah Berurah. The only thing I don't understand, I must admit, is that the Mishnah Berurah, I would say, you know, Ruba, sides with the Gra. Some say that the Mishnah Berurah always followed Minhagim of the Gra. I'll give you one example in a moment. So I'm not really sure why here, clearly he goes against that. He goes with the Magen Avraham. I'm not sure. Because that's the story we said with... Chavetz Chaim, of course, was a Kohen. So wherever he was, besides that he was a Kohen, he was also the Chavetz Chaim. So in the summer, they would always get him to bench. So the only thing was is that by Uvenei Yerushalayim, he would say, Bonei Yerushalayim in a Gagra. So he didn't want people to know that because he was afraid that people would come out and say, oh, your sefer is totally skewed. Right? We pointed this out before. It's like the Minhag Yisrael, there are two Svarim on Minhagim. You have Minhag Yisrael Torah, and so that is Rav Lo'i Sefer, who supports all the Hasidic Minhagim and explains why they're absolutely always correct. And then Rav Hamburg Sefer, who supports all the Yaki Minhagim. It's very nice, but you can't tell me that Sefer was written with a broad stroke and seeing all the different shitas. Even truth is, even the Marmande Svarim, the Pitzkei Tshuvos, so he's the son of one of the Biala Rebbe's. So he, every so often, will stoop in a lot of Hasidisha Minhagim. So it's not, here too, so the Chavetz Chaim didn't want people to know this. So what would he do? This is a strange thing. He would go to his son, who didn't have his son-in-law, I think, who didn't have his Minhag, and he would say, you take over, right? You were saying before about the right Hazara Zakol. He would say Hazara Zakol, right? And then he would say, Al Ares V'Al Mazon. And they say, okay, you take over Rahim. And he said, apparently everybody thought, oh, he's supposed to be very weak. Nebuchadnezzar, Chavetz Chaim, he's having his son take over. Or they said, what is he doing? That's because he has that minute with Uvenei, right? I don't know. But that's what he would do because he didn't want to cause anybody to think anything wrong. It's very interesting Mamish really end off is that I think this is also a very good Musahaf skill. If you have Minhagim, it's very, very nice. But as we pointed out many times, you have to follow the Minhag of whatever tzibur that you're in, assuming that Minhag has a basis. And I think that that's a very serious thing, that even though these are strong Minhagim that we should keep, if you go into yeshiva that really think that the Mishnah Berurah is correct here, when it came to Hashem Svatai Siftach, and all of a sudden you say it out loud, that's unbelievably inappropriate. Baruch Hashem Le'olam too. You don't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam, so what are you going to do? I'm going to just wait. And I'm going to say Kaddish. That is not appropriate, because that is not the Minhag. That even could tantamount, even though we know it's a machlekes, could violate an iser, I don't want to say minatayra, of not following the ways of the tzibul, as chod do. And that's a very, very serious thing. We have to be careful not to trump what our minhagim is. Oh, yeah? So there you go. I mean, I was in another shul, and the person, there happened to be, was only one person saying Kaddish, and he was kept saying, B'yasmach v'kuneh v'karim m'shichay. This was in an Ashkenaz shul. And finally, people got very upset. He was going to be davening. He was here for all Shabbos, and he was going to say, V'yasmach, you know, it's not appropriate. So finally, somebody came. He was a father of a member, and he came over, the guy came over to him, he goes, you know, just want you to know, I don't know if you noticed from the, you know, the other three davenings we've had so far, We're not a Nusach Svar Shul. So he looked at him and he goes, I don't care what you are, your minhag is wrong. You should say, V'yasmach. My Rebbe said, he's an old man, my Rebbe said that you should always say V'yasmach because that's the appropriate thing. And he said, this is my own tefillah. I'm not doubting for the Amid. If I doubt for the Amid, I won't say it. But this is my own tefillah. I can do whatever I want. So I don't know. I don't know who his Rebbe is, but it doesn't fit well with me, even though I'm sure he says it all the time. And when you make a mistake, you make a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes. So, but that's the bottom line. So to be very, very careful not to rile people up, and to understand not to run up to somebody afterwards and say, "How did you not say Hashem Svod Zayt Tzitzachala? This is a minhag of the shul." Mistami, probably didn't know. He didn't do it on purpose. Say, "Oh, if you doubt it next time, here's what I'm going to guess." That's probably a more appropriate thing to do.